Radio Prague News.
A last-ditch effort by Prime Minister Petr Nečas to prevent a nationwide strike on Thursday has failed. Trade unions have backed off from a plan to block traffic on Prague's main thoroughfares and to march on the city instead. And Prague will not be hosting an early warning station for a planned U.S. missile defense system. A last-ditch effort by Prime Minister Petr Nečas to prevent a nationwide strike on Thursday has failed. Mr. Nečas promised the employers and union leaders at Wednesday morning's tripartite talks that the parliament would not deal with health care reform this week, and warned that the strike would cause economic damages and bring nothing of benefit. The unions welcomed the promise and said they would do everything possible to prevent damages, but that the strike was to go ahead. Trains and city transport services will come to a halt for 24 hours starting at midnight Wednesday. The strike is in protest of pensions, health care, and tax reforms planned by the centre-right government. The cabinet has said it is willing to negotiate, but trade unions insist that the concessions offered are inadequate. The unions have decided to back off from a plan to block automobile traffic on Prague's main thoroughfare and to march on the city instead, forming a demonstration at Palatské Hornáměstí. From there, they intend to move to the Ministry of Finance, leave bales of straw at the office of the government, and continue to Prague Castle. The march is expected to end at noon. The unions say they expect around 3,000 people to participate. Union leaders in Brno have agreed with the municipal government to keep certain transit routes running in the morning and afternoon rush hours. Some union members in the city have agreed on a symbolic strike. Meanwhile, buses will be up and running as normal in Plzeň, where members of the local bus union have agreed on a wholly symbolic strike. There they plan to express their disagreement with government reforms on posters in all of the city's buses. In other news, Prague will not be hosting an early warning station for a planned U.S. missile defense system, Defense Minister Alexander Vondra has announced. Speaking to reporters after a meeting with American Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn, Mr. Vondra said that the system is to be integrated into the NATO framework and that the Czech Republic would be looking for another way to get involved in the project. Talk of such a station began after the new American administration scrapped plans for a missile defense shield conceived by former President Bush, which included a radar base in the Czech Republic. Recently, Mr. Vondra referred to the early warning station as a consolation prize for the cancellation of the radar station. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly cloudy, with scattered showers in most of the country and daytime highs of around 25 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Fowley. That's the end of the news.